I'm going to take a break because I want you to meet somebody who has recently started advertising on this show. He's somebody that I know for a number of years. His name is Bill Papageorge. He's from the Car Guys, and he's the man that can make all your car buying angst go away. He is not associated with a dealership. He learns about you, the customer, what your budget is, what your style is, what your lifestyle is, and he finds the right car for you. Hi, Bill. How are you doing?
Good. Hi, Sandy. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Thank you so much. So thank you for advertising with us. Let me just put that right out there. We so appreciate it.
Oh.
But more than that, I think, you know, people have to understand, I am a wuss when it comes to buying cars. I am a very smart woman, if I toot my own horn. I'm very educated. I'm good at negotiating. I am terrified of buying a car because, first of all, I don't know that much about cars. And secondly, I've found that it's true that it's very difficult to negotiate for yourself. It's a lot easier to negotiate for somebody else. And so the car buying process for me is very intimidating. And I have always been able to rely on somebody else in my life, whether it's, you know, my brother or my dad or my husband, to help me with the car buying process because I am so wrought with anxiety about it. But you have a wonderful service so that people who don't have those people in their life who can do it for you or who don't want to ask them, you can do it for them.
Absolutely. You know, it's funny because so many people that I meet up with that become my clients, they actually, one of the things that they hate the most is going to purchase an automobile.
Yeah.
Because it's so intimidating when you go to the dealerships. And a lot of the salespeople, it's funny, yesterday I had an older couple that were interested in getting a car. They're sort of downsizing, if you will, going from two cars to one car because they're in their 80s,
mm-hmm.
but they still both drive.
Okay.
So they were just really, you know, thinking to themselves, this is crazy. I hate thinking about going to the dealership. I think I'm just going to call Bill, you know, at the Car Guys. And so they called me up, and we actually met up the day before, and we were able to sit down, and I did a little presentation to show them how I go about purchasing the cars, first of all, and also, you know, a little bit about my background and so forth. We got to know each other a little bit. And then we were able to figure out exactly what vehicles that they would be interested in based upon their use.
Yeah, so, and what's their priority? Is it safety? Do they like style? There's all sorts of questions, you know.
Well, you know, I think that they ended up preferring to get a hatchback automobile. They wanted to get something that was economical because they're on a fixed income now. They're retired. And the other thing is they wanted to get something that was big enough that it fit the husband because he's a taller guy.
Yeah.
And she's only 4'11", so it had to fit her as well.
Yeah.
So then I thought to myself, you know what? I don't want. We narrowed it down to like maybe five different models, five different makes and models, basically, if you want to get technical. And then I said, you know what? I don't think I want to do this without us sort of checking out the cars to see how you fit in the cars.
And actually physically so putting them in cars, you mean? Yeah.
Yeah. So I actually took them out yesterday and we met someplace, and within a 2-mile radius, we were able to go to five different places and sit in five different cars, and we were able to nix out basically three of the models, and we narrowed it down to two now, so we're all set.
See, and that's the kind of service that you do, trying to help people who, first of all, are just the idea of buying a car is intimidating, not knowing what questions to ask, but the fact that you can, you know ahead of time, you can probably eliminate stuff in your head that's not going to work for them.
Well, and the other thing is, you know, a lot of times, you know, somebody has something in their mind that they're thinking about. They're saying, okay, I sort of like this make and model. This is sort of my budget. But those particular years that fit their budget might not have been good years for the automobile that was manufactured.
Oh, I know what you mean. I know what you mean. I loved Saabs. You know, I had a Saab for over a decade. I loved Saabs. And I used to tell people, oh, it's the best car to buy. And then a friend of mine bought a Saab, but the year that he bought the Saab was not a good year for Saab. It's like a wine. It was, he had trouble from day one with his car. I never had a day's problem with mine, but I had a good year. And that was the problem. Well, we're talking about, you know, a 15-year-old car at this point. It's long gone right now because Saab is gone. But the but he got a bad year, and he's like, for him, Saabs were a lemon because he didn't know that it was a bad year, you know, and that's part of the problem.
Yeah, and a lot of times, you know, it doesn't mean that there's a recall on a particular car, but there's something that's called a technical service bulletin, or as we call it, TSB. And a lot of times, like, I'll know about those things because I've had the opportunity to speak with, you know, service managers and at the different dealerships, and so I'll know that, you know, yeah, I don't think we should get that. Those years are not good. I think we should pick something else.
Now,
and
you
it's really very helpful.
I can imagine. Well, you offer other services as well, because one of the things, you know, one of the other things that I find a problem for me is I'm going in, I'm trading in my old car. I don't know what it's worth on a trade-in value. I don't know how to figure that out. I don't know if it's a good deal on financing. I don't know, you know, where do I take my car to be serviced now? Because do I go to a garage? Do I go to a different dealership? There are all these questions involved with cars that I find overwhelming, and I think a lot of other people do too. And you deal with some of these, don't you?
Absolutely. Of course we do. We take care of a lot of different situations. For instance, I had somebody that just recently totaled their car, and they were at the
end of
the
rope
with the insurance company.
Yeah.
And so I not only did I help them with the insurance company, because the insurance company was only going to offer them a certain amount for their car, but they never took into effect that possibly they just put tires on this car, they did some other work to it, and actually the insurance companies will reimburse you a portion of that money if you have recent receipts for certain things on your vehicle. So I was able to get them more money for the car that was totaled. And then the rental car was just about up as far as the time it was expiring, so that they were going to have to pay out of pocket. And I actually gave them a loaner car. You know, once we engaged in business, we were able to give them a loaner car for a week or so in order to get them, you know, the gap between getting the new car. And we were able to get them the new car within maybe 8 to 10 days. And then we swapped back, and I gave them the new car and took my car back. And they were so ecstatic because they were really pressured, thinking that they were going to have to pay, you know, $40 or $50 a day for a rental car.
Yeah, no, I've been in that position. Yeah. I know what that is. Do you have a typical customer, Bill, or is your customer, is it go across all spectrums?
All aspects. Mm. We get cars for school graduates, you know, more inexpensive vehicles, right up to, you know, it could be a car that's a $100,000 used car. So, you know, we basically run the gamut. A lot of my customers are just, you know, buying like SUVs, and they seem to be very popular lately, and some sedans. But, you know, they could be anywhere from the $10,000 range to, you know, like I said, you know, $100,000 range, basically.
Hey, Bill, do you ever deal with classic cars, people looking for a classic?
Yes, we do.
Do you?
I
love classic cars.
As a matter of fact, I just attended last week a huge classic car auction, and they come up several times during the year. So if somebody's looking for one, definitely give me a call for sure.
I bet you get repeat customers, don't you?
Oh, my referral business is huge, too. So what happens is we get a lot of people who I've actually gotten cars for them, their parents, their grandparents. So, I mean, it's come right down the line because
they inherit you.
Yes, they do.
Yes,
I'm the go-to guy for the automobile.
Well, you know, it occurs to me that one of the other reasons, even if you're not intimidated by the car buying process, even if you think you can handle it just fine, time is the other thing. If you're really busy, it's a time-consuming process to go through buying a car, testing it, you know, getting all the paperwork, getting the deals. It's very time-consuming, and so many people have no time these days. So even if you know what you're doing, you just don't have the time for it. That would be another person who would benefit by calling Bill Papageorge.
Absolutely. I get lots of people all the time that just have a very limited amount of time. And the other thing that they love is that I'll actually come to them. So I'll actually go to your home, your office, or any mutually agreeable location.
Well, Bill, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I can't tell you how thrilled I am to have you on board here as part of the WMEX family. We're thrilled to pieces. I think you run an amazing service that helps so many people. And I'm pretty sure that we're going to be calling upon you in the near future, my husband and I, because we're looking at replacing one of our vehicles as well. And I can't think of anybody better to help us. So
I appreciate that, and I'm very excited to be on with you as well.
Thank you so much, Bill, and thank you for calling in.